book right there, and it was very tight, so that helped me. So I couldn't stand that. I had to get out, make me dizzy just to smell it. Olden days when they were making it so strong, I couldn't say that. Because I was kind of puny, you know. I wasn't fat like a big cow like I am today. Oh my goodness.
You'll have to like that. Well, Rich came in here and hugged you and kissed you.
Oh, I used to benefit for that so much. That's why he liked me like that.
Yeah. What do
you? He used to stay not too far from me. They used to go sometimes. Sometimes they have stop it! Sometimes they go to like a yoga club or go some places that, yeah, just come and bring it in. They used to call me a brand. Call me brand. I wouldn't show them anything either. I just, I still don't need to do that. I don't need to tell them. They say, you took care of all the time. Everybody come in, and you never want a babysitter to come. I said, I'll babysit for you if you're sick. They say, go out, I don't. I said, when your husband comes here, sometimes they would come and ask her if she wants to go out. She said, well, I don't have the babysitter. I said, you don't have the babysitter, and she ain't going away. I was kind of hard. I mean, yeah, but I. That's the way I was brought up, so it's hard. Nobody can change it. I was like that, and I stayed like that.
In other words, you gotta, y'all take the kids with you?
Oh, yes. Yes. Olden days, there were some people that used to have the little carriage in the dancing hall and bring the little baby and put them there in the corner. Dance all night. You believe that? Not me, I never done that. But old people and I am used to tell me that. They used to have that. And yeah, everywhere. When I had all the little children, I never went. I never was somebody to go out anywhere. Sit in the house all the time. And I used to still want everything else. I had a brand new sewing machine for back there also. And then could be able to buy me another one. You know, I don't like to say things like that, but only God and I knew what I went through after my husband died. I have a son right there, but he's got diabetes. He's got that, he's a diabetic. He can't do anything. He's going to the doctor. So I have my daughter. All I can go do is stay with her. I can do that, I can do it. What they eat, I can do. But I'm on the only diet. I gotta watch what I eat. So if you go to have jambalaya, I couldn't do that. I have to eat the spring green that they had that in the salad. So I gotta watch what I eat. And it's hard. And everything is so high that
Everything's
so car high that you go and then you go apply for such type of things like that. They ask you millions and millions, that's what you're saying there, millions of questions. And the one that don't need it is the one that has it, and the one that really needs it is the one that don't have it. And that's how they have this stuff. So I was talking to the mayor. So they're supposed to have it at the town hall. So they call me Paul. Everybody call me Pauline, but they call me Paul. I said, Paul, we're going to have it at the town hall. And I want you to come sit down and talk with that man from Baton Rouge. Because I want you to talk with that man and tell that man how they treat you around here since your husband died. I want them to know how nasty they can be with some leader that needs to be helped. So I'm waiting for you. I got a letter today. If you don't mind, would you read that to me and tell me? I'm not as good as it. Would you read that and tell me what it's all about?
Yeah,
the little
girls
will come pick me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well,
how do you like
this coffee? A little bit of this, a little bit of sugar.
But I take my coffee.
Yeah, I have food stamps. $8.25 for $13 stamps. Now, you know that's awful. Before I get to the store, I can't buy what I want, that's for sure. I'm just going to do a little more that I can.